Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the Friends with Money podcast. I'm Michelle Baltazar, Editor-in-Chief of Money Magazine, and I'm here with Liam Short, Financial Advisor from Verante. Hi Liam, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Liam, I'm really glad to have you here joining us in our podcast because I know that we've known each other for many years. You've been a financial advisor for 17 years now. And in fact, I remember that you were one of the trailblazers in terms of the self-managed super fund world. You are known on Twitter as the SMSF coach. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
That's good. So I thought you would be the best person to talk to about this. Now, everyone's talking about petrol prices going up, and really, it's just the cost of living has gone up. And I wanted to ask you, so what kind of conversations are you having with your clients right now about this?
Yeah, well, a lot of people are reassessing their objectives and their goals and their plans for the future because of the increased costs and what they can expect. As I mentioned to you, inflation is already rising, especially overseas, and it's starting to rise here. So people are already expecting that prices will rise. But now with what's happening in Ukraine, they're even more worried. So they're having to look and adjust their plans for the future.
I know. Now, you actually specialize in providing financial advice for retirees. What kind of conversations are you having with them?
Yeah, well, a lot of retirees, one of their plans is to either travel overseas or to travel around Australia. So firstly, traveling overseas, they can probably expect now because of what is happening in Ukraine, that we'll see fuel levies on international ticket prices. So, you know, that will put a big added cost to any of their excursions overseas. And then within Australia, most people have that idea of traveling around the country with their car and caravan and, you know, seeing the sights around the country. So we're having to adjust because one, trying to get a car or a caravan now can take, you know, 8 to 10 months. And there are no deals because there's a shortage. There are no deals to be had and people are having to pay full price for the vehicle and the caravan. And then on top of that, they're looking at, you know, severely increased petrol prices as they travel around what is a very large continent. So we're just looking at, you know, adapting the actual budget and saying, you know, let's be realistic about how much this is going to cost and trying to plan a little earlier for those extra costs to put the money away.
So, for example, what would be the numbers? Are we looking at saying if I have $50,000 to live on for the next 6 months, now I'm really looking at the equivalent of $35,000 because things have just, you know, the prices have just gone up? Or what kind of numbers are we talking about?
Well, you're probably looking at a 10 to 20% increase across the board because it's not just petrol that's been affected or the car costs. And Ukraine and Russia are the largest suppliers of fertilizer in the world. So you can expect that your vegetables, your grains, even your meat is going to go up in cost over the next few months. And it's going to stay up there because even if the war ends with Russia, we have to rebuild trust with those countries and rebuild supply lines. So this could be a decade-long issue that comes out of what's happening in Europe at present. So people really need to understand that it's going to affect everything along the line because people have to find new sources of supplies for everything. The war itself may be fine may work out okay for Australia because it means our manufacturing and, you know, gas suppliers will get good prices, but we are price takers when it comes to food. People have to get used to the weekly budget is probably going to be at least 10 to 20% higher over the next year or so.
I can feel it myself where I would go to the shops, for example, with $50, thinking that I'd be able to buy at least 10, 12 items. And then I'm at the checkout and I'm like, my goodness, now I have to pay $80. So it doesn't really feel real when you read about the inflation rate going up 3.5%. It almost feels like my personal inflation rate, Liam, has gone up 67%, for example. Do you talk about inflation with your clients, or how do you talk about the rise in cost of living?
look, for most people, inflation doesn't really, you know, gel with them. So it's in terms of their living expenses or their living costs, and just comparing you know, what they spend, what it costs now towards what it did 6 months ago, and, you know, and seeing how it increases over the next few months. We tend to give people the ask for a retirement standard budget breakdown as a base for them to look at their costs. Now, over the last few years, an average couple in Sydney needed between 60 and 65,000 to live comfortably. And that's only risen by about a, you know, 1,000 or 750 each year. But this year, I'm expecting that to rise 3,000 to 4,000. So, it's a, you know, suddenly it's a big wake-up call to everybody.
So it's almost like even if you get a pay rise, for example, and wage growth hasn't really caught up with inflation, you are pretty much still on the same wage. Is that how you would interpret it?
Most people will probably find that the wages have gone nowhere for a fairly long time, or have just barely kept up with what was a very low inflation rate. And because of what's happened during COVID, a lot of businesses are under stress, so they're gonna find it difficult to keep wage increases up in line with higher inflation. So unless you're in an occupation where there's a high demand, and fortunately for lower income earners, hospitality and aged care and everything like that, it is in high demand at the moment. So they should be looking to see if they can get increases where possible, because their own living costs are definitely going up.
Yes. Now, you mentioned earlier that the cost of retirement practically has gone up, and we're talking about a 20% increase in terms of their budget. Now, let's move on to another segment that you look after, and that is the 40-something professionals, the families, or moms and dads with teenage kids, for example. What is the impact of all these rising costs across the board?
Well, you know, their food bills are going to go up, but also the cost of commuting. So they really need to start looking at all their different expenses. I see a lot of people, when we look through their budgets, they've got four or five streaming services. And so what I'm asking a lot of people to do is try and adapt. And I took this clue from my own son, who's in his 20s, and he swaps between them. So he'll watch one for a month, see the shows he wants to do. He'll stop that one and start a new one, rather than running three or four of them at the same time. I'm getting a lot of my clients in their 40s, they are renegotiating their contracts with their companies to be able to work from home one or two days a week. Again, that saves the commute, the commuting costs, and it also gives the family the option to think about whether they can manage on one car rather than two. And then going forward, because of these increased prices, because of the how hard it is to get new cars, for people to actually think about, should they be going for a more economical car or even an electric or hybrid, to make sure that they can control their costs in the future. So for families, it's a matter of looking at your budget, and they're probably going to be frightened because what they thought were high expenses last year are probably going to be 10 to 20% higher this year.
I don't know what to say, Liam. I just feel like at some point you're going to give me some good news here.
We're hoping that, you know, what's happened in Ukraine and with inflation will peter out over time. But honestly, somebody's got to pay for the fact that the government's held interest rates down artificially low for 10 years. And that's more than likely going to be the people who have high living costs, who have high mortgages. So they, you know, one thing we really talk about all clients is building a buffer, making sure they've got an emergency reserve. There are so many people who are living month to month with their expenses. So it's really a case of you need to be putting away that extra $50, extra $100 a week or a fortnight to make sure that you've built yourself up a buffer for those higher interest rates, because a lot of people don't understand how much 1% extra on their mortgage is going to hurt over the longer term.
I'm doing those number crunching myself, Liam.
We all are, and it affects everybody.
Yes. Well, on a personal front, how has this impacted you, rising petrol prices? I know that you, you're a small business yourself, if you like. So how are you changing your budget?
Well, look, for myself, thankfully during COVID, a lot of my clients have gotten used to and adapted to using technology. So for the first time ever, I'm able to work one or two days a week from home. That saves me 4 hours commuting at least a week. Most of my staff now work from remotely. So again, it makes rather than getting large pay increases, we're able to give them more of a lifestyle experience of being able to work from home when they want. We're very flexible on hours. So some of my staff will start at 7 o'clock in the morning and finish at 3. Others will start at 10 and finish at 5. So it means they can adapt their work to their lifestyle. And as long as the work is done, it's a win-win for everybody. And again, they save on the cost of commuting.
I mean, you've been in the business of providing financial advice for 17 years. Give us your number one recommendation or nugget of wisdom.
Basically, from 55 onwards, people really need to be making use of every opportunity available to save on tax. So looking at the super contributions, looking at moving into pension phase as early as possible to basically try and make the most of both their superannuation and their non-superannuation funds. Because every dollar they can save is a dollar towards the retirement lifestyle.
Amazing. Thank you, Liam. Thanks for your time. And hopefully we can talk about this maybe a year from now when things have settled down, hopefully.
Yeah, so look forward to it.
Thank you, Liam. You're listening to the Friends with Money podcast. This is Michelle Baltazar from Money Magazine.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.